in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today it's the Kenny and Darsha show because I show up on time. And remember, if you're on time, you're late.
So. The way I remember it is from The Lord of the Rings, where the wizard, they say to the wizard, "You are late." And he says, "A wizard is never late."
Okay, so we'll call you.
I arrive at precisely
we'll start calling you the wizard.
Correct time.
What's a female wizard called again?
I heard the entire Ronald Reagan talking about the guns.
Okay. Well, happy Friday, everybody. Call in 238-5775 or 238-5772. Disclaimer up front, any opinions stated by Darsha or me are strictly our own, have nothing to do with any people we're affiliated. Family members, so don't stop and harass family members in grocery stores or post offices.
They will tell you. I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about, but.
Will you, ladies first, go ahead and start.
Well, I had the opportunity, and we actually have a call coming in.
Already? Wow.
I had the opportunity to go to a new California State Convention yesterday up in
Roseville. Okay, well, let's go to the call then.
We will go to the call. Welcome to Open Mic Friday. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm just really curious about Kenny's opinion of the who's running for superintendent of public schools and possibly if he would tell us who he'd like to vote for. And even the lieutenant governor, if you guys have any idea on that one. I'd take it off the air.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Well, I like Sonia Shaw. I've met her a couple times. Rebecca Koznick is BFFs with Sonia. That's best friends, right? Or is that something
yes.
bad? It is best friends.
Best friends forever.
Oh, best friends forever. Okay, well, that Rebecca Koznick on the Atascadero School Board is good friends with Sonia. I actually had the opportunity to be on a panel with her, I think it was 2 years ago, for Parents Not Partisans. And which is California Policy Institute's annual conference on how to fix public schools. But she has been leading the fight to protect Title IX rights for girls. She is currently the president of the board in Chino Hills, which is interesting because I'm going to bring up a story from Chino Hills here later on in the show. She's already, I think, got the endorsement of both Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton.
And she has the endorsement of the Republican Party, San Luis Obispo. And she's yeah. tremendous. I mean, she's really
so she's
outspoken and just very, very informed on exactly what's going on with the schools and is a very strong person and willing to stand for it.
Now, there is a backup. And I can't find my piece of paper with all the names of the candidates on it.
Oh, let me find it.
But, that's just the...
Those are the ones you need to know.
Yeah, but there are other ones on there.
I gave them the Republican
There's only state. Another, one other person that I would consider for superintendent, and it's Gus, and I can't remember his last name. But he, he's conservative. He's written a couple of good books, but he's a little late to the game. And so if, God forbid, anything happens to Sonia and she can't run or is disqualified, it's it's Gus something or another. I had a beer with him in town a couple weeks ago.
Who paid?
Somebody else did, a third party that invited me. So now I honestly, the lieutenant governor, I'll have to punt to you on that one, Darsha. When Mike Harvey was in, he had a recommended individual.
I can give you, I don't know her personally and haven't had much interaction, but I can, I have the Republican Party San Luis Obispo slate in front of me, and the lieutenant governor endorsed candidate is Gloria Romero. I don't have a lot of information about
her. And is she the one that Hilton is always mentioning?
Well, that's an entirely different story.
Well, all I did was ask a question. Yes or no? I know you don't like the English accent. Is that why you're not going to? Is that why you don't support him?
My ancestors fought in the American Revolution. I'd rather not have.
Hey, my ancestors were kicked out of.
Crown.
They were kicked out of England. Actually, they were kicked out of England because they were loyalists.
Patriots.
They were Cavaliers. So they got kicked out during the Cromwell reign and sent to old Virginia. And then they fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah, do you really want to go into the Confederacy and the Georgia and your
no,
family
because we
roots
were talking,
in Georgia?
We were trying to get an answer on the lieutenant governor, which you're apparently not willing to give.
We can do some research and get back to you after the next break. But the one that I do know about as far as a name is Gloria Romero.
I think that's the one Steve Hilton likes. Caller, go ahead. Thanks for saving us.
Thanks for saving us.
Sure, you bet. Let's get into the discussion that ensued Tuesday night about the bond measure.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sorry.
It was going to be part of our show, so thank you. What did you take from it? Because I was listening. Kenny obviously
I was
there.
You know, and full disclosure, I don't have children in the school district. I don't have grandchildren in the school district. But I've been interested in the school district forever because I believe that these kids are going to, they're our future here in this town. Anyway,
yes, ma'am.
So, but the thing I want to address, first of all, is when Sandra Williams gave her opinion of this, and she's all for it, of course. I think, Mr. Kinney, you are the only one who is against this bond measure, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but Sandra Williams said that kids do better when they're learning in a nicer environment, or words to those effect. And I sat there and I thought, are you kidding me? We have students who wouldn't care where they go to school, what they learn, or anything, and you're going to tell me that we need this bond measure so that we can have a better-looking school and facilities for these kids to learn in? I think that is absolute BS. I will write her an email telling her so if she gets it personally. And I'd just like to open the discussion on that bond measure. I am not for it. I will encourage everybody I know to not vote for that. And so that's my opening discussion.
That's a pretty good opener.
And even though you may not have children and grandchildren in that district, you are paying for everything that goes on in that school with the last bonds that have bond measures that have gone through. So,
well, exactly right, and I'm paying through the nose. And I have all week been trying to get back to the YouTube presentation by
Pulaski.
Yes, and to look at the numbers, of what this is going to cost every taxpayer in this town. And I'm appalled by that, and I can't even imagine that. And I'm not saying that the presentation itself didn't lay out what was going to be done, but it's certainly not going to be done in my lifetime. And I just think to myself, you are crippling this town with your bond measures, with your taxes, and it has to stop somewhere. And I would like it to stop here.
Here, here.
I agree with you. I would like it to stop on the 28th and not even get voted out, but it will. Yeah. It's going to cost what he projected. Let me rudely interrupt myself first. You mentioned the YouTube videos, and this is something that I've picked a fight with Loftus and the board and staff again. But they're taking the YouTube videos down after a month now.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I will save the link then.
Well, it's going to go to nothing because they've taken everything down.
I've seen it back to 60 days at this point. No. There was something that was large.
Then they hadn't taken it down yet. But it used to be you could go back a couple years and you had a record of what was said, because I challenged Pawlowski a couple board meetings ago about, hey, how much is this going to cost the taxpayers just to get it on the ballot? Oh, not that much. Well, give me a number, Brad.
Yeah.
And he couldn't recall.
Didn't he say $180,000 to get it on the ballot?
Well, it's $120,000, and that looks to be just the charge from the county clerk. Now, we've already paid, I would suspect, and I'm trying to get this number, I suspect we've already paid about $30,000 for the consultants and the fancy surveys and all the slides. So I suspect it's going to be probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000, probably just to be told no. And the way I try to present this to not only the board and the staff, but to the community, that's right now, that's about two teachers. That's the way we should be looking at it. So they're saying, in their mind, it's just $150,000, and we could get, $205 million as a result. It ain't going to happen, in my opinion. But in the meantime, we're a district that's running a budget deficit every year.
Yeah.
We are laying off people. That same meeting, we signed a resolution to terminate, I think it was about 12 or 13 positions. So we're laying people off, and then we're, sort of like throwing darts at a wall, trying to figure out how we're going to pay for anything. Well, first of all, stop wasting money. I want to get in. I don't know if you probably read the slides, but I'm not sure if you actually got in and read the resolution, which is more concerning to me, what is in the resolution and actually what they're proposing to put onto the ballot. And I think
I haven't got there yet. Yeah, I watched it.
I think it's dishonest, is some of the stuff they've put in there. And I think I'm going to call them out on it, obviously, because that's who I am. But, they've got stuff in there. Well, here's some of my catty comments, but, whereas the district provides a high quality education to its students, preparing them for college, careers in the 21st century jobs. I mean, this is all the whereas stuff. When you're below state average in a state that ranks 48 out of 50, we're behind Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama now, in terms of academic performance as a state. That's not high quality.
but a nicer environment will change that.
Right. My last command, I was trying to, juggle a lot of balls, and I decided I didn't want to deploy to Iraq or Afghanistan anymore. I know I was a quitter, but I took my little training command in Monterey at the Language Institute. And when I took over, we had an attrition rate of about 65%. And it was pretty bad. We couldn't produce linguists to support the frontline troops in Iraq or Afghanistan in Arabic or Pashto. And it dawned on me when I got there that, you could have the Taj Mahal. You could have gold on the walls and everything. But if that individual doesn't want to learn, if they're not motivated to learn, they're not going to learn. You could have the best, highest teachers in the world. And
isn't that exactly what we're facing right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah. And we don't motivate these kids. There are no consequences. I started, the carrot and the stick, you want to go out on liberty over the weekend, then you're going to perform, because this ain't college. The Marine Corps is paying you to learn a language, not to hang out. And until the school district starts holding people accountable and saying, no, you're not going to graduate with, you know, you can't write your name. Why would we give you a diploma?
Yeah.
And it diminishes the value of those kids that are working. And that's the other thing I don't think people think about. Well, you know, it's sort
of... They don't fully understand that concept.
Right. I mean, the business owners that I talk to, they got to see more than just a diploma from Paso Robles High School these days.
Yeah.
There needs to be something else before they, you know, really want to try to employ the kid. And it's unfortunate.
And just as a note, I think it's really... The other unfortunate part is that there are so many really bright, really exceptional students at Paso Robles in the district,
yes,
and Templeton and Atascadero. And from what I've seen, a lot of that comes from the agriculture background, the 4-H,
the FFA. The hard workers have to get up at the crack of dawn, hard workers.
Yeah, exactly. The FFA program is, you know, I'm a huge supporter of that. And those are kids that are learning good life lessons. But I hate to say it, but they're the exception and they're not the rule.
I know that.
And I'm all for the CTE stuff. And I think the reason I'm all for the CTE stuff is, again, because that high school diploma doesn't carry any weight anymore.
Yeah.
And Kevin was querying me and a lot of people were querying me about why are we putting in a hair salon at the high school? Well,
because
those young people can graduate that program. I never realized, I mean, I shaved my head. I don't know how much it costs to get your hair done, but it's $16,000 to get a hairdressing license in the state of California. And as a taxpayer, I am perfectly fine having my money, because we spend about $21,000 per student in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. So if $16,000 of that $21,000 is going to go towards giving that individual an actual certificate that's going to allow them to go and get a decent paying entry level job, I'm all for it.
Yes.
I'll give you money all day for that.
It's the skills and where you can graduate with actual skills.
Here's another issue I have, because every time we see a presentation for the spaceport, for instance, the constant talk is about, well, this will be a place for our graduating students to come and get jobs, etc. And I'm sitting there and saying, who are you kidding? Not as it is today. These kids cannot graduate with math and English skills. How are they going to come over here to a high-tech technology business and find a job? It's not going to happen. We have to change what's going on in that high school, how those kids are learning, and we have to change the mindset of the parents.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I said almost that same thing at the board meeting the other night, that you had speakers out there that are good people and they want to support the school. And I get that. But, and they were saying things that, you know, this will help differentiate, distinguish Paso and make us more competitive. That part, I don't agree with, because
I don't either.
If we do not have a literate population, a high-tech industry is not going to move here. Case in point, you know, back in I think it was BMW or Mercedes went into South Carolina, they could not find enough educated people in the local population to do that work. And so they had to bring workers from Europe over to South Carolina.
Okay.
And we're going to face the same thing. Ma'am, we got another caller.
Thank you very much.
I'll continue this. All right. Thanks. Caller, go ahead.
So you were talking about CTE, Mr. Annie. How much in dollars from CTE grants have you applied for?
That is an excellent question. I know the number is varied. I haven't seen a number, actually, now that I think about it, for this year. On average, I think we were probably getting in the three $300,000 to $500,000 range. And there was a lady, a graduate from Paso High, who had a distinguished career in education, and she looked at our books one time and said we should be getting $3 to $5 million a year in grants. So we haven't tapped into that very well. So appreciate the call. We got to go to a break.
And thank you for listening to Sound Off Open Mic Friday. Please call in, text in. We'll look at the text line as soon as we come back from this break.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Okay, we're back. I'm picking up papers and I'm dropping all over the place and Darcy's laughing at me. So I'll go right to the text line and there is a question. What's the protocol for approving bids, repairs, and improvements by the school board? Well, essentially they're brought forward to the board. And this is one of the areas that I really have an issue with the way we do business, but we don't really provide a lot of guidance. We usually just go for the lowest bidder. So with that, I'll go to a call. How are you, caller?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you.
I discussed this on the air last year before the election and everything, and I was kind of bummed with the response. Nothing against you, of course, but in the schools, they're not... okay, so in Atascadero High School, for instance, back when I was alive in the 80s, we had automotive, construction, electrical, plumbing. The kids would actually, in that construction class, the kids would actually build and sell these big sheds or houses even, and then they would sell them. And that's a massive accomplishment. A lot of these kids grew up to be important contractors in the area. There was also welding. Kids these days don't know how to change a tire to save their life. And regarding plumbing, if the toilet leaks, they're completely clueless of how to go to Walmart or Lowe's or whatever and get the stuff to change out the insides of a toilet. Just basic stuff. And that's just not being taught. And that's life. This is life. Wages, the taxes on the wages, an $8 Starbucks drink will cost a half hour of their life. And they don't get that concept of, you know, if I go to get a drink of water, it'll cost me nothing. But if I get this frap, it's going to cost me, I have to be at work another half hour. No amortization exposure, stock market, interest on debt, buy a car at 7% for 6 years, get tired of it after three. Now you have to buy a $27,000 car and credit scores. I mean, all this stuff is not being taught. And this is every single day of our life. But they know how to do trigonometry and they know which bathroom to use.
Well, so, they don't know that either, Ashley. But
that's a good point.
Sine and cosine.
Let me, there's a lot to unpack in there, and I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but a couple of things. So going back to the traditional vocational studies type stuff, one of the things that I pushed and got Mrs. Loftus to do was reach out to a group out of Orange County. And I went, this is one of the benefits of going to these California School Board Associations. I usually can't stand the politics in them, but you right. can meet people. And so I met this lady who works for a multi-gazillionaire, built a whole bunch of track housing in Orange County, and he realized that he does not have enough workers in the trades in Orange County and Los Angeles County to continue his business. And so he started funding all sorts of CTE programs in the high schools around that area. And one of the byproducts was a 501c3 that he's running called, I think it's Sampson Builders or Simpson Builders, something like that. I got to look it up. But they do these tiny homes. And so they provide all the materials for a high school CTE class to do everything from framing to electrical to fine carpentry to painting to plumbing to roofing. They do it all, and they're going to sell it. This year is the first year that we did it. And I have talked with the board, Mrs. Loftus in particular, about trying to get some of the builders in the local area to basically donate a second project to expand that program. But I have to be honest, I told her I was backing off because I'm not really confident that the culture wars are going the right way. And you walk into the new wood shop at Lewis Flamson, the first thing you see is a big pride flag. And
oh goodness!
And I don't want anything but an American flag and California flag in the classrooms to begin with. Mm-hmm. But that's just kind of a big turnoff. And I honestly, I don't think I want to bring builders in and try to pitch getting them to donate money when that's the first thing you see. You know, you're not highlighting.
But that's exactly
you're not
what
highlighting
needs to
the robotics. You're not highlighting the carpentry. The first thing you see is we believe in DEI. You know, we are woke, and it's a turnoff to me. And so I'm not willing to go out on a limb and try to get people to come in and donate more. And kind of looping that back to this bond measure, the CTE stuff is going to be important. Again. In order to be successful in CTE, you have to have a foundational base in order to build on that. You have to have basic math. You have to have basic reading, writing, and arithmetic skills. And it doesn't matter what profession. And that's what I'm trying to stress to the school district. We're not doing the foundation. You're trying to leapfrog over the fact that we're way below state average. And the state's way below national average. So I'll bring up more.
Can you tell us, the people, what we can do after the break is over? Tell us what I can do personally to help streamline knowledge for our kids in this school system.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can do.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Darsha, any last words?
I'll talk on financial literacy because that was something that was dear to my heart.
Well, that's something I got to bring up too. All right, back in a minute.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.